Tiatsu b'safta sahor, malamit shukas alayim ha-kadosh baruch hu har kigigas. Mikan mozor rabbe la-raisa. Again, translated literally, love dafka that is to be understood literally, but translated literally, ha-kadosh baruch hu held Har Sinai over Kal Yisrael, and said, "Matam mekamblem mutam lav shamtei kuraschem." There is some ostensible element of coercion. So mekam vodor rabba laraisa. Rav Zichron Levracha, I think, has a footnote in his essay, "Lonely Man of Faith." He said, "No one ever took this in a halachic sense." That there was a Moldova for Kabbalah Sadar. Whatever it means in a non-halakhic sense. Of course, the original Kabbalah Sadar was binding, is binding. And either way, as we all know, Chazal continue and tell us that Hodeh Kibbalu Vimeh HaShverosh, Shenem HaKimu V'Kibbalu, Kimu Masha Kibbalu Kvot. I think conventionally, what one extrapolates from this Gemara to help identify and define what the essence and the core of Purim is, that it's a time of Kabbalah Sefer. The other thing is that needs to be examine the light of the Rav is a very, very important yisod. He says that if one wants to understand, if one wants to probe and understand again what the essence of a day is, what its avoda is, that iyun, That study, that analysis has to begin with the halachas of the day. It can't be that there's sort of this beautiful idea that one has associated with the day, but it doesn't in any way integrate with the halachas of the day. So for instance, the Rav says that if one wants to come up with a philosophy of Shabbos to understand what Shabbos is, what the avodah of Shabbos is, so that study, that analysis has to begin with Issa Melacha. Issa Melacha is certainly the defining mitzvah of Shabbos, of Kedusha Shabbos, and there can't be this kind of disconnect between what one constructs as a philosophy of Shabbos and what the halachos of Shabbos are, because the halachos of Shabbos are certainly intended to help cultivate that experience. So there has to be a correlation between the two. So where does one see Kabbalah Tavoda in the mitzvahs and halachos of Purim? So maybe Chazal didn't intend it that way. Maybe Chazal was just telling us this barakah, this happened, came with the kibbul. But maybe that extension, maybe that extrapolation, to, in light of that, seek to define what the day of Purim is, the Dor HaGadol. Maybe that isn't intended by Chazal. Or possibly, I don't know. I can't vouch for the following, but I don't know. An idea that just began to percolate, and it's shared. La'ora leiva ma'ainim. The Rambam is beginning to tell us Megillah. Okay. The Rambam in the beginning tells us in Megillah, quotes from the Gemara in Megillah, Dav Gimel, that in the Zatman Talmud Torah, the Kriyas HaMegillah. That we input up, even Tinata Shabbat Shabbat for Kriyas HaMegillah. The way the Rambam formulates it is, V'chein the Zatman Talmud Torah, the Shema Mikra Megillah, Kal V'chom, L'shem Mitzvah Shal Torah. Shekulam nidach in the name of Megillah. If Talmud Torah, which is Kenegi Kulam, has to step aside for Kriyas HaMegillah, so then Kal V'chom, that any other mitzvah has to step aside as well. There is a difficulty with that Kal V'chom. The Kal V'chom is a difficulty with that Kal V'chom, which is the following, that we know the Gemara in Moed Kotan tells us, the Rambam quotes it, La'alot and Paragim, which tells us Talmud Torah, that when it comes to Osik v'mitzvah, Pazim and Mitzvah, so Talmud Torah, despite the fact that it's Kenegit Kulam, is more easily pushed to the side than other mitzvahs. Whenever Talmud Torah, even if Talmud Torah is the mitzvah that is the first mitzvah, as it were, the one that would seem to be entitled to the protection of Osek mitzvah, if it is now confronted by any other mitzvah, Shehi Yafshal Lehiyasa Sayyidah Aferin, so then must seek in Talmud Torah, and a person has to attend to that other mitzvah. That wouldn't be true by Shor Mitzvah Seh Shal Torah. So that being the case, what's the Kal V'chomer? No, Talmud Torah is being nitzchus from the Kriyas Megillah. The Talmud Torah gets pushed around all the time whenever mitzvahs of Torah don't get pushed around. So the Kal V'chomer doesn't seem to be appropriate. Take a look in the back of the Frankel Rambam. So they quote that this is Alman, and Ebn Ezel raises this kasha. So the quote of the Torah is as follows. Goran Sota says that Kedem Shinistach Sefer Torah also the path that feels the Dvar HaBacha. Once the Sefer Torah is rolled open for Kriya Satorah, it's not a process to talk, even in learning. The Rishonim are bothered how to reconcile the following Gemara. The Gemara in Brasa says that Rav Sheshet during Kriya Satara was Mahada Afe Vigaris. He used to turn his head away, and Amar Anad Vididam V'inu Vididu. He would continue learning, and he would say, Rav Sheshet was way ahead of his time, we do our thing, they do their thing. Anad Vididam V'inu Vididu. So the Rishonim deal with the question, How do you integrate that with the Gemara itself? The Kedush Nitzvah says the Torah also Sapa Kiel Dvar HaVacha, and that's exactly what the Rishonim continues to do. He continues to be Masapa the Dvar HaVacha. There are different answers in the Rishonim. One of the answers in the Rishonim is that Shaini Rav Sheshet said it was Tarasa Uman Nisa. Rav Sheshet didn't just learn casually, Rav Sheshet learned as much as is humanly possible, as much as is humanly possible. But the question is, so what? But again, Talmud Torah is interrupted for other mitzvahs. So why should the fact that Tarasa Umanusa be a relevant factor? So apparently, the klal is as follows. When we say that Talmud Torah is nitzches for other mitzvahs, as long as it's either, again, one's personal obligation, or even if it's a chesed, which is not one's obligation as opposed to someone else's, but it's e'af shalayasa zedei acherim, no one else can or will do it, the mezah mamurim, the Talmud Torah, is nitches, Talmud Torah is nitches for a non-Talmud Torah mitzvah. But what happens if you have Talmud Torah in one form, and now the competition is between Talmud Torah in one form, or Sheshes is learning Mishnah's Vavikamu, and now it's a question of Kriyas HaTorah, Sheni V'Chamishi. So it's Talmud Torah in two different forms. So apparently, what one sees from this Gemara, from this answer in the Rishonim, is that when it comes to Talmud Torah, a competition between two forms of Talmud Torah, so then we can do say Osek Mitzvah Batim and Mitzvah, even with regard to Talmud Torah. And the Talmud Torah in its form that you're currently Osek in, isn't going to be Nitzvah, so Talmud Torah in a different form. Why is it that the Torah? So there's a different story, because if you're going to end your Seder in 5 minutes from now to go to Starbucks and get a cup of coffee, then you can end it now to hear Kriya Sator as well. No, that's not relevant to us. Similarly, the Rishonim against the Bavli holds that someone who's Taraso Manuso doesn't have to interrupt his learning even to lay in Kriya Shema. Apparently the Yerushalmi completely identifies Kriya Shema. The Yerushalmi says in Furish, the Yerushalmi quoted it, that Hai Shinun V'Hai Shinun. So it's the same Yisrael. But since the Talmud Torah is Nitzvah for a non-Talmud Torah Mitzvah, for Mitzvah Lula, for Mitzvah Sukkah, etc. The Talmud Torah is not Nitzvah for a different, for Talmud Torah in a different form. Okay, so that's the part that we use. Now, in light of that, so the pshat, perhaps, in our Rambam is as follows. Again, what does the Rambam tell us? That Nevat and Talmud Torah for Kriya Shema Gevul. If a person is in the midst of learning, so then he has to interrupt that learning for Kriya Shema Gevul. And then the Rambam says, Kal v'chol melashon mitzvah san shel Torah. So he said, what do you mean, Talmud Torah? You'd interrupt Talmud Torah for Kriya Shema Gevul. You'd interrupt Talmud Torah for Sukkah, you didn't have Talmud Torah for any other mitzvah, because it's your personal obligation, and as such, it's Yashan Yashan Yashan. Oh, but no, but really over here, you should have said, the person is learning, and Mikra Megillah is just Talmud Torah in another form. So just as the Gadei Kriya Torah, just as the Yerushalmi thinks for Gadei Kriya Shema, really, we should have allowed the person, not just allowed, we should have insisted that the person continue with his original Talmud Torah, and we don't. Comes Mikra Megillah, and comes like a bulldozer, and says, no, Mikra Megillah, you have to lay in the Megillah. So if even when Talmud Torah is entitled to the protection of Osek Mimitzvah Potem and Mitzvah, it's Nitzvah, so Kal V'chomer Shem Mitzvah Tzvah Shal Torah. The point we wanted to get to, it took a little bit of work to get to it, is that l'chora nimtzeinu l'meidim from this line in the Rambam, that when Chazal was mesakein the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, so is it coincidental that since there was a perfect text already of Megillah Esther, so Chazal didn't need to come up with another text? But lav dafka, that they introduce Kriya Shema Megillah, the Torah's Talmud Torah. So nimtzeinu l'meidim, and this is crucial for what we want to discuss, is that the Rambam is telling us, no, Chazal, when the Sakeh, Kriya Shema Megillah, the Torah's Talmud Torah. The Torah's Talmud Torah. Again, this just to sort of help concretize what those two possibilities are. So imagine the following question, halachah l'maaseh. Let's say you had someone, he is on Haftarah. And 4 in the morning, early in the morning, it was a Haftarah call, and he comes up and gets the shul late, he gets the shul, the results begin, Vayibi me'achashverosh, he hasn't said Bekas Haftarah. So can he listen to and can he be Yotze Kriya Shema Megillah without having said Brekos HaTorah? This question was, I don't know if it was asked of the Shlomo Zalman or he posited the question himself. So that's a sort of a way to help concretize what we're talking about, whether Kriya Shema Megillah is the Talmud Torah of Kriyas HaMegillah is the mitzvah. That's what the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah is. The Talmud Torah of Kriyas HaMegillah. That's what Chazal and Masakim. Oh no. They borrowed Megillah Esther from Kisrei Kodesh and said, this is the vehicle for Pesumei Nisa. But Lav Davka, in the context of Mitzvah Kriyas HaMegillah, does it have to constitute Talmud Torah? Lav Davka is a Chesed Shel Talmud Torah. So what we're suggesting emerges from the Rambam is like the first side of that question. Not in this context, and not dealing with this Rambam, but in the Yotzei Shurim, so my grandfather is a Chum Levracha, also, Baruch Shekivanu, also assumes that Kriyas HaMegillah is the Torah, Talmud Torah. He doesn't even highlight the fact. He's taking it for granted. The context is the following. That there is, that the Baal HaTanya in his Shulchan Aruch says that there's a fundamental difference between Torah Shel Ksav and Torah Shel Baal Peh when it comes to Mitzvah Talmud Torah. When it comes to Torah Shel Baal Peh, so if a person says, May Mosai Torah Neshmar Ba'arvin, but doesn't understand what he's saying, so there's certainly no Kiyum HaMitzvah. Nothing in Kiyum HaMitzvah. Torah Shel Baal Peh, the Torah Shebo is the content. Is the understanding. If a person says the words but doesn't understand what the words mean, so there's certainly no Kiyum HaMitzvah. Masha Enkein says the Baal HaTanya, obviously it's not the highest level of Talmud Torah, but if a person says Reishis Baal Hukim Eisa Shamayim Ve'Eisa Oretz, so there the words themselves are Torah. It's not just that the content is Torah. This is verbatim Dvar Hashem. So here there is a Kiyum Talmud Torah, again, not on the highest level, but there is a key in Talmud Torah, even if a person doesn't understand, even if he can't touch the words, Vashem Zvayelokim, Eish HaShamayim, V'Eish Torah. The question is, does the Baal HaTanya's Yisod extend to Nach? Well, maybe the Baal HaTanya's Yisod is only true of Chamishah Chumshei Torah. So the Rav brings a Raya, from the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah says, it's commenting on the Mishnah, that Haloeh Shashama Ashurus Yatzah. You have someone whose mother tongue is not Lashon HaKodesh and doesn't even understand Lashon HaKodesh, but he hears the Megillah Leyen, but he hears that Ashurus is Yatzah. So the Gemara says, because the Gemara ultimately says, because he's no different than we are, because we don't understand the whole Megillah either, because we can't say Shashana B'nei HaMachah. We can't say either, but not only can't we say it, but we can't touch it. We don't know what the touch of that phrase is. So said the Rav, oh, so you see that there is a kiyum of Talmud Torah by Nach, even without Havana. What's the value? Again, because clearly it was axiomatic to him that the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah is the part of Talmud Torah. It's not coincidental that Chazal found the perfect text in Kisrei HaKodesh that can serve as an instrument for Pesumei Nisa, but within the context of Mitzvah Kriyas HaMegillah, it doesn't have to constitute a Chesed Shel Torah. No. The Rav clearly understood that the Mitzvah Kriyas HaMegillah is the Torah of Talmud Torah, that it's the Talmud Torah of Mikra Megillah. It's the Talmud Torah of Mikra Megillah, so it's if I skip two words. You can read two words about that, but you can't skip two words in the Megillah. So if a person reads Ashtana B'nei HaMachim and can't touch those words, where's the Talmud Torah Shabbat? Oh, Al Kochach, what the Baal HaTanya said, is true not only of Torah Shabbat Chad, but Torah Shebaal Peh, excuse me, but not only of Chamishah Chumshei Torah, but of all the Chaf Dalet Tzvarim, of Nevi'im and Ksuvim as well.
Is there something
about Shem
Megillah?
The other Megillah,
that you
might,
is there also
a Shem Megillah? And it's very good at going to this, and the Masechet Sofim says, and please, where are you going? The Masechet Sofim says, that, and this is the Minig Hadron, that the same medvei avrocha v'amikri megillah, so you make on all the avrocha v'amikri megillah. And the avrocha, there is no other possible way to understand it other than Talmud Torah. I mean, what else is Shem and Kohalas about, if not in Hasanam? And it's also support for the Talmud in Hasanam. So it's an interesting thing, let's say, in contradistinction to Hanukkah, in contradistinction to Arba Kosos, which are the other Afein Hoi V'Oso Hanes Mitzvos, or for Sumer Nisa, that Dafram Korim, Chazal introduced the instrument of the Sumer Nisa is Talmud Torah. The Talmud Torah of Kriyas HaMegillah. That's the instrument for the Sumer Nisa. Add to that, there is a, it's rather cryptic, and I am not in a position to dispel its crypticness, but we'll just read it for, and let the words speak for themselves. So the Rambam concludes Pesach Megillah with the following halacha base, I guess Ramunios, quotes the Yerushalmi, which is the Rambam source. Kosifei ha-Nevi'im v'chol ha-Ksuvim ha-Sidim li-Bata li-Mos ha-Mashiach, all of Nach are ha-Sidim li-Bata li-Mos ha-Mashiach with the sole exception put me-Megillah Pesach. הרי קיימת כחמיש שלכם של תורה, וכהלוכו של תורה שבעפה שאין על בטל מעולה. That's the Ravid has a different understanding of the Yerushalmi, but in terms of how the Rambam understands and presents the Yerushalmi, again, כוספי הנביאים וכל הכסובים עשיתם לבטל למוס המשיח, חוץ מנגילת אסתר, הרי היא קיימת כחמיש שלכם שיתור וכהלות השופר שלו אותה. So, what emerges before is the following, that the instrument of Pesumei Nisa is the Talmud Torah of Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah, Megillah Esther, which on a certain level, obviously on many other levels this isn't true, but which on one level is like Chamish Shachum Shetara in terms of its eternity. So we began that the Gemara and Shabbos, Kimu v'Kidlu, that in Purim there was a Kabbalah Satar. And we ask, is this anywhere reflected in the Mitzvot Hayom, in the Hilchos Hayom, that one can legitimately define the day in terms of that? So Hayos, that the defining Mitzvah of Purim is Kriyas HaMegillah. The Megillah which came into being, the Megillah which, as it were, embodies, represents the Kabbalah Satara. Because Megillah is the only one of the Sifrei Nach which, again, is not utterly Vatar Rasa Mashiach. The Megillah takes its place alongside Chamish Shukum Shetara. So the fact is the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, that the fact that the Pesumei Nisa of Purim is bedaska through the Talmud Torah of Kriyas HaMegillah, the Megillah which, as it were, again, was a Kabbalah HaTorah, which resulted from the Nisa of Purim, so you thought that this is where, even in Hilchos Purim, one finds a reflection of this idea of Purim being a day of Kabbalah Satara. Let's talk about it, a different facet of Purim.
Okay, that's a suggestion. Let's talk about a different facet of Purim. The Rambam begins, Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah, and as he does in every set of halachas, so underneath that kotaras of Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah, the Rambam tells us how many mitzvahs will be treated in the following halachas. He says, Yesh b'chol m'shtei mitzvahs esei, midivei sofim, ve'enan min ha'minyan. So there's two questions that right away arise. Question number one is, why is the Rambam interested in counting mitzvahs d'rabban? Meila, by mitzvahs d'araisa, so we have a tradition of the retired mitzvahs, and we're looking to identify what those tarig mitzvahs are. So therefore, we need to identify them, and the Rambam is telling us in each set of halakha, etc., how many mitzvahs there are, do you find there? But what's the significance to how many drabbanim there are? Why the chlal should we have to count how many drabbanim there are? There's an inyan to count the arises to identify the tayag, and A, Chazal tells us tayag, we need to identify it, and B, the stone is going to be not convenient to identify it. But enough kemina, how many drabbanim there? Okay, but if for whatever reason we're going to count, so imkva, uskva, so then let's count accurately. What do you mean there's two mitzvahs in Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah? There's Kriyas and Megillah, there's Shalach Monas, there's Matanas and Avyan, and there's Sudas Purim, there's Mechanukah, there's Vechiv Halel on Chanukah. So how did the Rambam get to? So it's clear that the Rambam is counting Kriyas and Megillah and now Chanukah. And he's not counting the other Drabbanans separately. Again, he indicates that very clearly. He begins Hilchos Megillah. Kriyas Megillah was Manu Mitzvahs Eskei Midivei Sofim. Again, he promised us in Hilchos Megillah Chanukah he would talk about Shei Mitzvahs Eskei Midivei Sofim. So he identifies Kriyas Megillah as Manu Mitzvahs Eskei Midivei Sofim. And then he does the same in the beginning of the Hilchos Chanukah. So it's clear what the two mitzvahs are that the Rambam is referring to here. But then the question is, why reduce it to two mitzvahs? And why are we disenfranchising Suda and Shalach Monas and Matanas Avyonim and Halel on Chanukah? This doesn't answer the question. You see the same pattern in the Rambam that later in Perek Beis, when he talks about the other mitzvahs of Purim. So the Rambam writes that mitzvahs yom ha'avosot v'nei kvar v'ayoros, the yom chamishosot v'nei kachem, the mitzvah of the 14th and 15th, each for its constituency, liyos yom simcha u'mishta u'mishnach manos v'reyim u'matanos v'aryonim. So the way the Rambam defines it, he says, the mitzvah of the 14th says, on the 14th, this is what you do. So it's quite clear that that's the same pattern of looking to conflate all the mitzvahs, right? Instead of saying, b'yom ha'va'asar, on the 14th you do A, B, and C, he says, the mitzvah of the 14th is that you do the following. Again, thereby conflating them into one mitzvah. But even so, again, that doesn't really... That just repeats the question rather than answering the question. Okay, so look at as follows. The Rambam in two places deals with the question of why mitzvahs d'rabbanan don't violate the issur of matzos. Within the yad itself, he talks about Hilchos Mamrim, and he talks about it earlier in the Hagdama to the yad as well. After listing the tarig mitzvahs d'araisa, so the Rambam notes that In addition to these Talyan mitzvahs are like, so the Yesh mitzvahs are Cherish and Ischach or Acha Matan Torah. V'kovu Osan Nevi'im v'chachamim v'poshtu v'chol Yisroel k'van Mikra v'gila v'na Chanukah. The time is Tisha B'av Yadayim v'Eruvim. Skipping a few words, Kol Eilu ha-mitzvahs and Ischach shu'chayohim onu l'kavlam v'shamah. L'kavlam means to acknowledge the authority of Chazal to have introduced, to have been the Sakei in the mitzvahs, and then the Shomer means to fulfill the mitzvahs. Shinam and Ososo, we call it Dara. The Rambam says, why isn't it Baltasif? So the Rambam explains as follows. Sheharei lo omru, shehakadosh baruch hu tziva lasos erev alikos ha-megela ba-onasa. Ve'ilu omru chen ha-yumasif ha-alatara. If Chazal would have packaged Mikra Megillah as a Daraisa, if they would have attributed it directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then Eino Chanami. So then that would have been the Koach of the Chachamim in the Pasuk of the Sosa notwithstanding, so then they would have been guilty of Bal Tosef. Elakach HaNu Omen, but that isn't what they did, right? Elakach HaNu Omen, Shanavim is best in Tiknu V'tzivu Likras HaMegillah Z'Onasa, כדי להזכיר שבחו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, ותשועות שעשו לנו והיה קרוב לשועינו. כדי לברוך ולהמלו וכדי להודיע לדור הסבויים שאמת מה שהבטיחה לבטורה כי מגדולו השבר אלוהים קרוב מאליו, כאשר מלוכנו בכל קרינו אליו. So the Rambam says something very, very fundamental here. He says that for a Drabonan to steer clear of Bal Tosef, so there are two requirements. Number one, it has to be clearly identified as such. It has to be identified as we, the Chachamim, are introducing this mitzvah, and it shouldn't be attributed to directly HaKadosh Baruch Hu, A. B, but Chazal also has to indicate what it is in the Torah that they're protecting, that they're facilitating, that they're fostering, that they're reinforcing. There's no such thing as an independent Rabbanan. There's no such thing as Chazal thinking, oh, it would be a nice thing to have a mitzvah kriyas Megillah, so we'll tell everyone it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa, and it's a nice thing to have Sudas Purim. They wouldn't have gotten too many complaints about Chayyim, so assuming it would have gone over well. No, there's no such thing as an independent Rabbanan. Every Rabbanan has to be oriented towards, has to be calibrated to protect, to facilitate, to foster, to reinforce something in the Torah. Yitochein, this sheds light in Sefer Mitzvot. So the first of the Rambam Shoroshim is not to count Mitzvot the Rabbanim. And he's clearly very, very upset with the Gaonim who did. So the question is, Ma'akol HaRash HaZeh? When Rav Sadia Gaon and other Gaonim included Mitzvot the Rabbanim in the Minyan Tariyat, they didn't say that they're Mitzvot Men HaTorah. They didn't. They didn't elevate Mikra Megillah and Ner Chanukah to Mitzvot the Rabbanim. So they said that the number Tariyat includes primarily, predominantly, Mitzvah D'oraisa, but secondarily, it also includes a handful of Mitzvahs D'rabbanan. So they clearly are distinguishing and acknowledging what's D'oraisa, what's D'rabbanan. So I call it Rashadzeh, what is the Rambam? So the Rambam is very upset with the Gaonim. The Tarets is because if you put D'rabbanan into the Minyan HaMitzvah, the implication is that the Rabbanim are independent. The same way, why do I have one mitzvah lulav and one mitzvah matzah? Because they're separate mitzvahs. Lulav is independent, matzah is independent. So if I put Mikra Megillah and Chanukah into that same thing in our mitzvah, so then the implication is that they're also independent. And that the Rambam says, no, that's something very esoteristic. That's something very esoteristic, that there is no such thing as an independent Rabbanan. Every Rabbanan, by definition, the only way a Rabbanan is allowed, the only way a Rabbanan doesn't violate Bal Tosef, is when a Rabbanan is intended to and does, again, uphold something in the Torah. It protects it, it fosters it, it facilitates it, it reinforces it. And the Rambam gives, for instance, and he said by Kriyas HaMegillah, taking the last phrase in the Rambam, Kriyas HaMegillah comes to tell us that Emes Lashat Yifana Vatorah, it was empirical corroboration and verification that Emes Lashat Yifana Vatorah of the Koach of Tfilah V'Tzibur, because the story turns in response to Lev Knossos Kol HaYehudim. That's when we go from being on the verge of Rachman of Islam, Lahashmin Laru La'abe, to the Nahafalchu. And the change happens in response to the Lev Knossos Kol HaYehudim. So you see, Emes Mashiach Tefanu Vatov, Mika Hashem Elokeinu B'chol Koreinu Eilov. The Rambam got this. Yes. The Gemara beginning, I think it begins on Yudam and Beis in Megillah, tells us that different Amaroim would give an introduction before they would start darshaning on the Megillah. And the Gemara tells us, this Amaro Pasach Mehocha, this Amaro Pasach Mehocha. So I think we usually, we don't skip it entirely, so this is time to title for the medal. This is the time person. If you fall down, that's yummy. This is the time to make up last time. But I don't know, the Rambam cheated and actually learned the Gemara, and he came up with the following pearl. Rav Masna Amar Mehocha. Rav Masna's introduction to the Darshan Megillah Sesta, Ki Mi Goy Godol Asher Lo Elohim Kol Melech. What's the relevance to Kriyas HaMegillah? And says, no, that's what Kriyas HaMegillah comes to reinforce our belief by pointing to historical empirical verification. It comes to reinforce our belief that Emes Mashiach Tifano Vatorah Ki Mi Goy Godol Asher Lo Elohim Kol Melech Kashem Elokeinu Kol Koreinu Eilov. And we'll ask the Rambam, we'll press the Rambam, and what's the justification for what's the justification? Before I thought it was my voice, but that's how we say it. And if we'll press the Rambam, what's the justification for, what's the rationale for Shalach Monos, Matanos, Avion, Mitzudas, Purim? It's partial, it's the same, right? It's partial, it's not that those other mitzvahs of Purim have a different goal and are calibrated differently. So Kunt says that even though practically there are four different mitzvahs in Purim, and obviously, practically, they're not ma'akven zo. For some reason, a person can't be mekayim one of them. So, of course, a person is meaningfully mekayim the others. But all that notwithstanding, they branch out from one shurish, right? There's one shurish of that the zekiyim that of emes mashiv tuchan avatar ki mikay gadol shel olim kov melon kashem olken v'chol karein elav and a. That's why it's one mitzvah and not four mitzvahs. And B, that's why the Rambam is interested in numbering the mitzvahs, because that's the significance of the Durabani. Adurab, the Rambam wants us to know that it's not four, it's not one, because the yisod of the Durabani is its connection to the Torah. What it is in the Torah, what mitzvah has Torah, or what core belief in the Torah that the Zerabonim is coming to reinforce, to foster.
But that, you know, could have been any one of the other three also.
I'm sorry?
It's still the reason that he chose Megillah as opposed to the
other three. Right, so the reason he chooses Megillah as opposed to the other three is, I mean, if you weren't there for the chuppah, so then you don't necessarily know what the whole meal is about at the wedding meal. Maybe someone won the lottery and that's why he's throwing the big party. So Kriyas Megillah is the one that that defines the day. Kriyas Megillah defines the day, and then everything is then seen in the light of Kriyas Megillah. Not saying Cain, Shalach Manos, Antanas Avionim, Kishala Atzman, that there is no, that they're pursuing Nisa on the heels of Kriyas Megillah.
Each one of those could have made the same point about the Kosh Tzila,
which
the main
Torah, which
he couldn't come directly from anything. That's why there's one.
I mean, again, yes and no. I mean, yes in the sense that you mean it, that they all stem, they all branch out from this Shoresh. No, in the sense that the reason the Rambam then affixes the label of Mitzvah Sesem Yedivis Sesem to Kriyas Megillah more than the others is because Kriyas Megillah is the Ikar in this package, because it's the one that identifies the nest, it's the one that tells the story of Emes Ma'aseh Tzichon Ubatara. Everything else contributes to the pirsum of that story, but it doesn't tell the story. But the same way, the Ner Chanukah tells a story, which the Hallel doesn't, which is there too, why he labels that the mitzvah sesei. Okay, so here already the Rambam gives us a very different vantage point on, again, clearly not only Kriyas Megillah, but the entire day of Purim, that it's, again, a day in which, in addition to Levarcho or Lehalalo, but a day in which we're to reinforce our belief in that special Koach HaTfila, Koach Tfilas HaTzibur of the Klal. These two facets, Purim as a day of Kimu V'Kibla, which possibly is also embodied in the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, and Purim as a day that Chazal designed to reinforce our belief in the cause of Tfilah V'Tzibur and Emes Ma'aseh Tzichon Ubatara. So the two separate disparate elements, or maybe that they connect. This reality of the Koach of Tzilu B'Tzibur, so based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam records later in Hukos Tshuva, again based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, you're all familiar, so the Rambam writes as follows, in fact, Beis of Tshuva Alach Abav. שהתשובה והצעוקה יחל לעולם בעצרת היום שבין השלושה יום כיפור ויחל ויוסר מיד המסקבלס שיש לו השם בהימות חאור כראוהו ביוסר חאור במדר המאמורים ביוחד במדר המאמורים that there's a season where there's a guarantee for immediate acceptance. As v'yachin. Yachin is limited, again, to a specific season of asas mitzvah. Aval b'tzibur, kol zman sha'osim tshuva, v'tzoakin b'lev shalom, hei na'anim, sh'nema k'ashem elokeinu, b'kol kareinu elach. Again, this is the same yisod, the same hatfacha that the Rambam was describing here in the Hagdama. So he writes it here as well. But here the Rambam tells us it wasn't relevant in the Hagdama. It's not that it's a stira. Here the Rambam tells us that there is a condition. It's called zman sha'otzin tshuva v'tzalak in b'lev shalom. It's not just a tshuva. The kashem alokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. There is a tzmai kodim l'maisa of tshuva. Is that indicated in the pasuk, or that's just a svara? The pasuk just v'chol kareinu elav, so kriya seems to be describing tshuva. So where does this condition, precondition of tshuva come from? So maybe it's just a, maybe it's just a svara with such a hapasa to... it is a svara, but l'maisa it's probably more than a svara also. if we look at the context of the pasuk, Hashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav in Parshas Vayetzanan, so it's actually something quite remarkable. Beginning at Sheni in Vayetzanan, so Moshe Avinu tells Bnei Yisrael, "Ve'eli mati aschem chukim mishpatim kasher tivani Hashem elokai." Last was came because of us. I said, "Tem boim shama leRishta, leRishta." Rishmatem v'asisem ki yichach masem v'inachem le'ein ro'amim. Asher yishmu eitz kol chukim me'ele ro'amim v'akam chokham v'novan hadoy hadol hazeh. So even the umas the olam will recognize that Bnei Yisrael are a goy gadol, a goy hagadol hazeh. Now let's note the next two pesukim. A, ki mi goy gadol ashalom Elohim krovim elav, kashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. That's our pasuk. B, umi goy gadol ashalom chukim mishpatim tzadikim, kachol hatara hazos asher anofi nosu nefnechem hayom. Two, not manifestations, but two things which create, which generate the status of our being a goy gadol. Ashelo Elohim krov me'lov Hashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. A, B, umi goy gadol. That there is tefillah by Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach can also daven. Gam ha'nochi ashegam ha'meretz l'cholka, as Shlomo Melech says in Tefillah Shlomo, and that's what the Sefer Yonah is about. There is no notion of tefillah b'tzibur. That's what's unique to Bnei Yisrael. And the hafakha of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to that tefillah. A, ki mi goy gadol asher lo rohim krov me'elav kashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. B, umi goy gadol asher lo chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim kachol atar azah sh'anochi nosim tzadikim hayom. And then the Torah continues with the pasuk to remember Mamre HaSinai. Rak yisham elokor sh'manafshcha ma'od pentish kachar tazvar asher ro enecho ten yasur mubozucha kol yinecha yachad odatim lebanecha b'nei zvanecha. So it's interesting. The Migoy Gadol is A, Hashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav, and B, Torah Mitzvos. So Yitachin, just the pshat in Chumash is as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu established a bris. V'atam shamoa tishma v'kol yishmatem is brisi. And I think this morning, right? Moshe ben Vayikach is sefer habris. The sefer HaTor is sefer habris. A bris is a covenant. A covenant means that it's bilateral. It means that there are mutual and reciprocal obligations. Lahavdil, when you have a treaty between nations. So there are always mutual and bilateral reciprocal obligations. He's spying me. I'll spy on you. Well, usually how the reciprocal obligations work in geopolitics, but okay. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Ilmoli Mikro Kosov Yev Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu enters into a bris with us. So it means it's a mutual obligation. It means that we're obligated to him, and he obligated himself to us. It's Ilmoli Mikro Kosov Yev Shalom. The Atta is the deal. Ba'atam shemoa tishmu v'kol yushmatam et bisi. That's your obligation, right? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, right? That's our obligation. And shemoa tishmu v'kol yushmatam et bisi. What's my obligation? Capital M. V'yisam li segula mikolam. You'll be cherished. I will cherish you. Yitachen, that the two expressions of Migoy Gadol reflect that bilateral bris. The Kimigoy Gadol, Ashelo Elohim Kol Melech, Hashem Elokeinu B'chol Kareinu Elov, is the V'yisam Li Segula Mikol Amin, is that I will cherish you and take care of you. That's the Hashem Elokeinu B'chol Kareinu Elov. But that's not unconditional. That's part of the bris. It's part of the migay gadol shalom chukim mishpatim tzadikim kol atar azos. It's conditional. It's part of it. Again, it's a bilateral, reciprocal, mutual obligation on the ushmartem va'asisem. Rashi says that where did the king of the kids, where did the Kabbalah Satara Purim come from? So Rashi in Shabbat says, Me'ava Fanes. Me'ava Fanes. Yitachin, the feed of Arenu, when Klal Yisrael sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochel, as it were, is standing by his Chelik of the Bris, so then they respond with their by reiterating and recommitting to their chelek of the bris as well with a Kabbalah Satora. And that's how the Rambam know that the Kashem Elokeinu B'chol Kareinu Eilav, it's true that in that phrase itself there's no indication that this tefillah. No, but the context of Hashem Elokeinu B'chol Kareinu Eilav, it's part of two statements of Migoy Gadol, which represent that bilateral nature of the bris. So Yitachen, that Nitzenu Meidim, that Purim, again, which is this much is explicit in the Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Aleph, in the Rambam and the Hagdama, Purim as a day devoted to recognizing Emes Nashef Tichanu Torah, that Hashem Elokeinu B'chol Kareinu Eilav, and that Purim as a day of Kiyum V'Kibul represent those two halves of the bris, and that's the integration of the two. Just to conclude with the following
reason Shuma specifically.
Tshuva means to reach the level where one is, where it's Ushnatan v'Asisan. And the assumption is that the need for Tshuva is because there's an Eistar due to the lack of Ushnatan v'Asisan. This reality, this Haftachot, Kashem Elokeinu B'chol Kareinu Eilav, which is what Purim is all about, the Rambam tells us, Chazal tells us. There's something, It's not even an observation, it's not an insight, it's just reading the words. There's something absolutely remarkable. We think and we respond and react to all the different sorrows and adversity and the times of when we find calamities. And we have a sense, which on one level is correct and true and appropriate, of sort of helplessness. But the MS is, the MS is, that the Hashtocha of Hashem Elokeinu B'chol Kaveinu Elav says that in a minute, if we would only uphold, if we would only fulfill the precondition of Osin Tshuva, the Pelican that I've shown them, so it's not, sometimes we have the mindset, we got to convince HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring the Geula, and we have to daven, and daven is, it's nothing to do with convincing, it's Hakol Tolivano. We are 100% in the driver's seat. Hashem Elokeinu B'chol Kaveinu Elav. There's a Hashtocha that if Yisrael are Osin Tshuva and Tzorakim B'leif Shalom, Yad Heinanen. Don't just say Yad Heinanen on trivial requests or petty requests. Whatever they ask for. On Yad Heinanen. That Hashtocha of Hemes Mashiach Tuchon B'Tzorah, basically it's so empowering, and on the other hand, when we see that the Hashem Elokeinu B'chol Kaveinu is not materializing, so obviously it's Machayev in the Cheshvan HaNefesh. It's Machayev.